This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Glenn is with us. Hey, Glenn, how are you?
You're doing great, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate all you do.
You too, sir. How can we help?
Our family's been very blessed in that our children are registered with, through my wife, are part of a Native American tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And so they pay money into, I guess it's kind of a trust fund for them that they can't access till they're 18, and then they disperse it for a few years after that.
Mm-hmm.
We have 7 children, and they're all registered. So my approximations, the oldest is 16 right now, and my estimates are that when they turn 18, it'll be in the neighborhood of about $250,000 that they'll each be getting.
Each.
So each, correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you was, I mean, I have some ideas, but I wanted your opinion on what kind of things should we be doing in the home to teach them about money now, as well as make sure that once they get it, they don't squander it. Because we know a lot of other people that are in the same boat and, you know, they buy cars and end up in a ditch in a few years. And, you know, it's pretty sad. I know it's not $10 million, but to us, it's pretty substantial.
It is substantial. It is. And this happens a lot. And we've worked with a lot of tribal situations because the money has turned out to not be a blessing, because it's caused people, as you said, to fall into addiction, to fall into a lack of a work ethic because they think they've got it made without working because they're on the tribal dole. And it's had a socioeconomic effect that I don't think anybody really saw. It was an unintended consequence across the board.
Right.
Certainly certain individuals have used it to be a blessing, and others it's really damaged their life, which is really sad. And so we've seen that. Yeah. So you guys are, this is probably what, Cherokee?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah. Been there. Been to that Harris. Yeah. So, I mean, I was born in Maribel, so Cherokee, North Carolina is just up over the hill from us.
Not too far, yeah.
Yeah. So, been around this my whole life, but it's just become extremely profitable because of the casinos in the last few decades for a lot of the tribes. So anyway, all that to say, it's a little bit like growing up in a wealthy family, only the family didn't earn the money.
Right.
And so you have to guard your kids against the dangers of wealth, which are sloth, addiction, and misbehavior. Sloth meaning laziness. Okay? And so we had to teach the Ramsey kids, as an example, growing up, that they're entitled to nothing. Don't talk to me about entitled. A Ramsey kid get jacked up growing up if they start acting entitled, and especially if they start acting like my dad's on the radio, so I get to do so-and-so. I really jack you up. You start playing the Dave card. Rachel can tell you stories from her childhood that left scars. And so because I was not going to have our kids turn out as a reality show because we built wealth, and I wanted quite the opposite. The wealth needs to be a blessing, and the money's not the problem. The problem is how you react to it. And so what you have to start teaching your kids as early as possible is that this is not you hit the tribal lottery. This is you have a tremendous responsibility. With great blessing comes great responsibility. And I want you, instead of feeling like you scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl and like you did something fancy, because you hadn't done nothing. You just hit the DNA lottery. That was it. That's all you've done.
Right.
You're entitled to nothing here. So instead, you need to take this money and see it as a responsibility to your family, you know, your own future family, to yourself, to your community. And so wealth is a responsibility. And I want you to feel the weight of that. We did that through a spiritual lens, saying we don't own it. God owns it. We're managing it for Him. So we have the responsibility to be faithful, to be trustworthy, worthy of trust in this. And so there's going to be a lot of dad speeches in your house if you're wise. Teach them to work. Teach them to act like this money's not there. If they act like the money's not there, they'll be just fine, and that money then can be a blessing. And they can hold it with an open hand, with a generous hand. They can hold it with a hand towards the future. All of those kinds of things. But it can be done. You can teach a kid in a rich family work ethic. You can teach them integrity. You can teach them character. You can teach them delayed pleasure. You can teach them the generosity. But where this all falls down is when it becomes very all about me, all about me, all about me. That's the entitled, arrogant mentality that sometimes in a sense, it's like a trust fund baby, right?
Right.
Yeah. So Smart Money, Smart Kids is the book that Rachel and I did that was a number one bestseller that addresses how to raise kids and teach them how to handle money. We talk about this kind of stuff in there. I'll send you a copy of it. George, what do you want to add to that? You've watched Rachel and Daniel and Denise around this place.
Yeah, there's zero entitlement and all work ethic. And what I've seen, Glenn, is that money is going to make them more of whoever they are. And so whatever they are at age 18, well, that's how they're going to handle that money when they get that $250K. So what I want you to do is raise them in the best way you can. Walk them through the principles of Smart Money, Smart Kids. Have them go through Financial Peace University, maybe as a family. And then you can start to go, hey, what are your goals? This money can then flow through that framework that you've worked so hard to build to where they go, cool, we're going to cash flow school. We're not going to take out any debt. We're going to get ourselves a car. We're going to have a down payment for the house. We're going to have a fully funded emergency fund. And what that's going to do is catapult them into their adult life. While their peers are hanging behind with all these student loans and car payments, they are able to have a paid-for house at 24.
Yeah, here's the deal. They can be college-educated with zero debt and be millionaires by 28 with the numbers you gave me.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I told them. I said, you can work because you want to, not because you have to, at a very young age.
The rest of your life, and you can learn the real value of money, which is not what it does for me, but what it does for others.
Yeah.
It's the most valuable thing a kid can ever learn. And sometimes it takes us kids till we're 50 to learn that one. And your kids don't have that option, because if they wait till 50, this is going to screw up their lives.
Yeah.
And it's a scary, scary thing. I'm glad you brought it up. I've not answered that question here on the air. I've answered it behind closed doors with a lot of discussions with tribal leaders because they're facing this. Because it's created in some cases, not every case, but there's too many times it's created kind of a welfare state mentality rather than the blessing that it should have been.
Yeah.
Because the tribes are, you know, they're dispersing the money to the tribe. That's the money they're making in the gambling industry, which is a boatload of money. And so I'm glad the young men, young ladies are being blessed. It's a good thing. Let's just make sure it is that they understand they're blessed so that they can be a blessing. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.